Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Ade, and this is Blackticulate.
Blackticulate.
Blackticulate, a podcast series that gives voice to positive black action, no matter how big or small.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, so obviously my listeners don't know who you are, so do me a favour, just give everything, give us all, give it all.
I'm Renee. I work at a podcasting company called Acast. I live in London. Yeah.
I can't believe you.
I'm a girl.
Renee is never that. Hey, that was pithy. You don't
I'm
go
awesome.
Off.
No.
Yeah, you are awesome. Hence you on the podcast. I can't believe it. No. Okay, the way I actually know Renee is we do know through a mutual friend, and Renee works for Acast, which is a podcast platform, which fortunately you knew about Blackticulate and you suggested housing on Acast. And I don't know if this is going to actually air after October.
Okay.
So the point is, Renee is one of the driving forces of actually making this happen. So I'm very grateful for her.
Yay!
And Renee's actually got quite a lot of wisdoms behind her. So I want to almost start with how you became, like, I guess, the only black lady in the UK that's in podcasts. How did this happen? What's your journey?
Well, so I work in, so I'm like, there's anyway in the UK, there's only a handful of black-led podcasts. Like a handful, maybe five or six. And there's not a lot of people working in the background in the actual podcasting market. So yeah, I am, if not the only lady, probably one of two.
Yeah.
So this came about, I used to work in TV production, then, you know, TV development, an agency and all things like that. And last year, 2014, at the age of 29.
You really put out your age.
I don't mind. I look younger.
Yeah, you do. Black don't crack.
But last year, I retired because I was sick of all the jaded. I was just jaded from the TV industry. And then I was going to like open a vegan cafe because I'm vegan. And just, you know, live life and be happy.
Yeah.
So I quit my job at a really good company. And yeah, just was going to do that. And then Thea, who was one of my old bosses at United Agents, emailed me a job spec to email around my friends.
Because
she knew, like, I knew people who need jobs or just people who wanted to look at stuff.
Yeah.
And I read the job spec and I was like, hang on a minute, this looks good. So I emailed her back and I was like, can I apply? And she's like, what, you'd be amazing. Yeah, you can. I'll organise a coffee. Then I met up with Adam, who's Thea's husband, who is the content director at Acast, global one. And we met for a coffee, and then at the end of the coffee, he offered me the job.
Just like
then
that.
I got the job, and I working podcasting now.
Yeah, you haven't looked back since. So I just want to go into your background. I mean, where are you from originally?
Dagenham, Essex.
Dagenham. But do you get it when people say, where are you from originally? Like, they're often asking,
where my grandparents are.
Yeah, exactly.
From.
You normally get that, right?
My grandparents. Oh, well, actually, my dad is from Trinidad and my mum was born here, but of her descent, Jamaican. So I'm actually half Jamaican, half Trinidad.
But are they together?
No.
No. Because you've got, I mean, I know you personally now, and I know you've got an amazing relationship with your mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, she's like one of your best friends, you'd happily admit that, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's how it should be, surely, yeah.
Well, I mean, I wish it was the case for everyone, but, and she instilled quite a discipline in you that I think is quite unique. And
work.
Like, work-wise. So do you want to give us a story?
Basically, so we, lived in Dagenham. My mum had me when she was 20. My dad is like, you know, typical black dad.
Oh, no. Okay.
Not around.
I don't like this. I do not like what you... I don't want to have to edit that out.
Oh, no. My stepdad is black and he is married to my mum and they're still together. I've got a younger sister called Jordan. She's 10 years younger. They're still together.
Right.
So he is not the typical. So I've seen the two coins. So basically, yeah, my mum had me at 20. Didn't get to take... Well, she probably had some kind of maternity leave, but really the goal was to get back to work. So she worked two jobs, one at Allied Carpets, like on the weekend, and one her kind of receptionist job. But basically, so my mum's got four siblings. She's a twin as well.
Okay.
So yeah, she's got four siblings, one twin sister, one non-twin sister, and two brothers. And apart from Auntie Jennifer, who is my mum's twin, and Auntie Shirley, everyone was kind of in that, it was the 80s, you know, wheeling and dealing.
Right.
Kind of, do you have to go to work? Or can you just find a way to just get some money?
Right.
So it's that crowd.
Okay.
Whereas my mum didn't take part in that. She was just like, I'm just going to work. When I was two or three, we got a council house, which ended up being next door to my Uncle Winston and 5 doors away from my Uncle Michael.
So kept in the family.
So we were all together.
Yeah.
But my mum just worked. And so as we went on, I think at the age of 30, my mum kind of, she got a job as a, like in a commodities trader. So she actually worked her way up from receptionist to like a good job. And then at 40, she then quit and was like, I want to be Sarah Beeny. And then decided to get a job in property.
Right.
So that was at 40. So she kind of, it took her a long time to get to that confidence where you're in the city, commodities trader, high wage, quit that to get a 12 grand basic to become an estate agent where it's all on commission.
Right.
So that's what mum did. So that was quite inspiring to me. And all through those times, we did a house swap. So with council housing, you can swap. If someone's got a bigger house and they're one person and you need a bigger house, you can swap it if they agree.
Okay.
So you can. So it's a way to move up the property ladder, but to just get houses that you need.
That was more, fitting to your needs. Yeah.
So we swapped our 2-bedroom house because we had my sister to a 3-bedroom house still in Dagenham. But then, you know, with right to buy, my mum bought it. And now they're living life.
Your mum's a workaholic.
So basically she just worked, yeah.
And that's instilled that in you.
Yeah.
But you yourself, I mean, you didn't go to uni, did you?
No, I got into uni, so I'm not dumb.
No, of course not. No, that was not what I was implying. You know that.
But I went to the Brit School.
Right.
Which you may know from Amy Winehouse and Adele and Jessie J.
Excellent.
I went there and I just hate being told what to do, basically. If I always wanted at school to read Frankenstein. As soon as they put it on the curriculum, didn't want to read it anymore. I was like, I'm going to watch the film. Screw you. Like,
right.
But so I hate being told what to do. So when I was 18, my mum got into, I think it's Kingston University, because back then I knew I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. So I did dance at college and performing arts. I went to theatre school. And so I wanted to learn every aspect of this industry. So I did sound engineering when I was, I went part-time at Renault. And at the weekends, I did this sound engineering certificate,
sweet.
Which then meant I could get onto this really good program at Kingston University to do a sound engineering degree. But it was 10 grand a term.
Yeah.
And so I could have probably got myself into debt with student loans and all that. And then I got in and my mum was like, do you really think you need this? Do you really want, could you see yourself being told what to do for 3 years? And I was like, well, we'll see. Let's see what happens.
Right.
So that summer, she's like, okay, well, see if you can get a different job. See if you can get a job you want. And I was like, okay, cool. So between the time I got into university and going to university and getting in, I tried to get a job that I wanted. And I'd always been wanting to work at this talent agency called PFD.
Okay.
And they always had jobs, assistant agent and all these things. And obviously, I was just a girl who's just that would have been my first job, real job.
Right.
I'd worked at a car dealership as a receptionist, but only on weekends. And so obviously I didn't get an interview.
Right.
I replied, kept replying to every job they had.
I love it.
Didn't get a look in.
I love it. Ruthless.
then there was a job in the postery. And I was like, I could send post.
Yeah.
So I applied again and I got an interview. And in that interview, then got the job. Nice. And then got the job at my dream company that I wanted to work at. So then, yeah, screw university. Yeah, basically. Didn't go.
So you worked your way up from that job?
Yeah, so I did the post room for a year and a half. So that basically in America, every single person who works at a talent agency starts in a post room.
Ah.
Here, we don't have that because it's just kind of, there is a lot of nepotism, which I don't hate because it's actually benefiting me now.
Yeah.
But here it's more who you know, did you go to Oxford or Cambridge, you get a job at a talent, because they're all talent agencies, they always have a literary arm. Right. So it's kind of, you need to be very articulate and, you know, no, I'm not a wordsmith, I'm terrible with words, I have an Essex accent, you know, not for me.
Right.
Until this point. So I got a job there and just worked my way up. I just showed them that hard work, doesn't matter how I speak, I'm willing to learn. And yeah, they just kind of, I met every single person in the company and they're all very nice and worked with them. Like at one point, the head of film and TV was also the chairman of BAFTA. And so he's just really massive people that I worked with. Yeah. And yeah, worked my way up to agent's assistant and assistant agent. And then I even covered maternity leave and for a comedy agent in the end. I was there for 7 years, pretty much.
Listeners, you can clearly tell how affable Rene is as a person, and I think that is testament as to why you're so far and why you get jobs. Now, I want to almost bring this into the challenges you face and whether or not it's because you are a black woman in the industry you are. I mean, what are the challenges?
So I personally haven't had any challenges.
Okay.
But I do, like, I see that there are challenges. So basically, when I worked at United, well, it was PFD back then. There was a whole big thing and we all quit and started a new agency called United Agents. Okay. It was all over the news. It was the biggest thing in agency.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
History. And of course I was part of it.
I love
but
that.
But basically, I was the only black person working there. And I was the only person who, like, no one had really gone from post room to agent's assistant before. It was, you were in the post room, that was it.
Right.
You'd do that, you'd get bored after 6 months, you'd quit, and then they'd get someone else in the post room. I was the only one who stuck it out, because I was like, no, this isn't the end goal for me. Like,
yeah.
The end goal is I'm going to own a movie studio or something. So I still haven't yet, but, you know, it's not the end, I'm not dead.
Yeah, not yet.
But I knew my goal was to move up, basically. And so I always said to just anyone around, office managers, other agents that work there, I was like, you need more colour faces in here. Right. And I just always say, you need more colour in this company. And now Thea, who she does HR there, she's like their creative director. She signed up to this, I can't remember what the program's called, but it's basically to get people who wouldn't normally have opportunities. They
like
get
a
them
diversity
paid.
Program.
Yeah, they get paid internships at the job. And then from that, once you're in, you, it's up to you to like shine. And basically more and more people have been of colour have got opportunities to work at the top agency in Europe.
Hey guys, before we return to the episode, I just wanted to say I appreciate you listening. And if you'd like to get involved, then please visit www.blackticulate.com for more information. Now let's get back to the episode.
Question I've got to ask from that is, why did you feel you needed to tell people that?
Because there's a lot of people like me who haven't been to university who, like, prior to me getting that job in the post room, because there's no post rooms now. Like, everything's all email, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So that kind of died out, unless you have someone to filter your email boxes.
Yeah.
So that in has kind of, is dying away massively, because post is kind of, all you get now is fan mail. You don't really send post, or you don't send as much post as you used to. So you need another in. And if I was applying now and I was, you know, the, you know, 18, 19 year old back then, now,
yeah,
how would I get in?
Exactly, good question.
Like, there is no post rooms for me to apply for. I'd be applying for jobs and I'd never get one. So you need programs like that for me to apply, because I've not been to university. I was from Dagenham, yeah, first of all. There's no one from Dagenham. No one admits it, if right, they are. So it's like, how the hell would I have got a job in the bloody top agency in the country?
Right.
Like, I wouldn't. So you need programs like that to give you a platform, because it's not just United using them. Like, Curtis Brown is another good one, uses them. I think there's an agency called The Rights House. They use them. Like, they're all at the top of the industry. So you're not going in.
So all these top agencies have diversity programs.
Yeah.
If
it's the same one, it's run by.
Okay.
It's like this guy set it up, and it's it supplies interns to all of any media company can sign. I think production companies can sign up too.
Do you know what it's called?
I don't.
Okay, we'll find out after the show. And what I'll do is I'll put it in the show notes, guys.
Yeah.
So anyone obviously listening to this can check
I'll
it out.
I'll find it. But it's the same program, and it's all the top agencies, I think production companies as well, all like at the top of the game. Like,
right,
every company is this one program, and you can apply to it. And you don't have to be black.
Right.
It's just, I think, BAME, let's say. But yeah, it just gives you
what's
a chance.
That?
BAME.
What? Babe.
BAME. BAME.
Oh, sorry, yeah, BAME.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Black accent, minority, sorry. Yeah. No. Ethnicities, right, gotcha.
But yeah, so it just gives people an opportunity, and we do need that.
Yeah, so if not that route, any other potential actionable
bombard routes? Them. Okay. I mean, that's what I've always done.
Yeah?
Just how? Apply.
By email?
Yeah, have a good CV. Not too... So you want a little bit of your personality, but not too much. Because I never put a picture on.
Right.
Because you don't want people to really know, to judge you. My name's Renee Richardson. I could be a girl, I could be a boy. You don't necessarily know I'm black either.
Yeah.
So it's like all those things. You don't want to give someone a reason to judge you. I don't put my age either. I don't use my CV now anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean, like...
I don't think legally you're allowed to anyway.
Yeah, but legally you can't do a lot of things. But yeah. I had one job where I went for an interview. They're like, have you had any kids yet? Oh, I prefer to take people after they have kids. So legally you're not meant to do that.
No, that's insane.
But people do.
Yeah,
people do a lot of things that they should do legally.
That is true. That is
so
true.
So basically, you don't want to give people a chance to judge you. You want to get in the room. Get in the room by any means necessary. Once you're in there, it's up to you.
So, no, I mean, again, guys, you can hear this. Just how a really healthy approach. Now, I almost want to say, so those who want to, I don't know if I want to even ask them if they want to get into podcasting, so for instance, and are not necessarily in content stuff like what I'm doing, but behind the scenes, like what you're doing.
Yeah.
What advice would you give? What advice can you give?
Well, it's such a new industry.
Mm.
So I would say just find someone who's making a podcast and work on it and help them promote it. Because it is, like, at the moment, it's all up for grabs. You could literally make your own network and be fine. Like, you've got to just keep trying. Because it is so new. A year ago, there was no podcasting industry in the UK.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, do you remember when blogs came out?
Yeah.
This is where we're at with
is
podcasting.
It? Okay, amazing.
So literally, you
get on it
while you can.
Yeah.
Because it's all the first year or the first couple of years YouTube was around. You know, if you've got a YouTube account and you were on it, you're a star now.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Basically, get on it. Get on the podcasting game. But in any way, you could market people. You could collate people, make your own network. Anything. You could, the sky's the limit. podcasting wise.
Okay.
It's really, but you've got to be creative yourself, Kim.
I mean, I want to say, I hope those listening aren't looking at Rennie and thinking, well, that's all good and true for her. Do you know what I mean? She's lucky. Because fundamentally, I think, and this is what I'm getting from it, is you are what you focus on. And if you genuinely, truly believe, you will make it happen.
Yeah. And well, luck is, what is it, where preparation and opportunity meet. And I was prepared. Like, I'd been, you know, going, I'd worked in a production company before, but I made that happen by doing a script development course. And yeah, it is, you know, you do make your own opportunities. If you're like, oh, I'm never going to find a job. Yeah, you won't, because you're saying, I'm never going to find a job. I was like, the right job's going to come. And then basically, the best job I'd ever had came along. And it's not, and that can happen for anyone. People do think, oh, it's just Renee, she's just lucky. But it's not, you've just got to believe. A lot of people don't have belief in themselves.
How do you find belief?
I don't know, because I've worked hard. Work has been my focus, not on purpose, but work-wise, I know I can do any job, and I know I'm good at work. So that's how you get belief. Yeah. I know you just do it and you know.
Consistency, yeah. And just putting that hours
anything
in.
Else, like, am I good at everything else? No. but work, I have put the hours in.
Okay, yeah. Remy, we are definitely hitting that mark, and it's been a gem, to say the least. Now, I normally give light ones. Do you know what I mean? And towards the end of the interview, like what success is, what you're listening to and the likes of. But to be honest with you, I actually want to give you the mic for you to tell me if there's anything you're doing, if there's anything that you need help with, like for my listeners, just anything really and truly, and obviously how we can get in touch with you as well.
Yeah, okay.
So it's all yours. Yes, Ren.
Well, what do I need? Oh, well, I've just launched my own podcast. It's called Renee's World. And if you listen to this on Acast, I will show Ade how to put a link in. Because that's what Acast does. We're very special.
Nice.
But yes, yeah, so I've just launched that. Well, not launched it yet. I'm going to launch it. Well, it'll be launched by now. By the time you're listening. I'm running. I run with Run Dem Crew. They're awesome. So you should get into fitness and all that. But yeah, I just want more people to do podcasts or to reach out if you have an idea, if you have blogs, if you any issues, because my main focus is to get diverse voices out there in any way. I've worked in film. If you want to help get, I know a producer at BAFTA, like if you want to get a short film made, you have to work at it. It's not just, hey, she'll just do it for you.
Yeah.
It takes work. But if anything like that, I just want to get diverse voices out there.
And honestly, this isn't just lip service. Renee is that lady. She's all about action, as you can clearly tell. And I highly recommend guys getting in touch with her. So how can we get in touch with her?
You can. So my email, I can give you my email because it's here. Renee, R-E-N-A-Y, @acast.com. Or I am on Twitter, but I don't really tweet a lot. But hey, why not? Renee Rich. Yeah, that's it, actually. @RenéeRich.
@RenéeRich, your Twitter account.
But we'll put all the links
in the show notes, but also in the Acast platform.
On the Acast platform.
Acast is spelled Alpha, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Tango.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, it's just, that's my main focus at the moment, because it's, we're kind of stifled at the moment. We kind of work against each other, the black community, and we need to work together. And actually, you've said any struggles I've had is from the black community.
Really?
It's just very unhelpful. But we need more people just to support. It doesn't matter if you're Caribbean or African. Together. Let's work together.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Except from the other, we are black.
Exactly. It's like, we're all black. Why divide?
Yeah.
So let's support each other. And, yeah, just get... And that's what I want to do. I want to get more people blogging. I want to get more people podcasting. I want to get more films made. I want to get more people cast in things. Yeah, we just need to work together.
Yeah, 100%.
That's my goal.
Well, guys... thanks once again for listening to Black Ticulate, and I think you can all agree with me that Renee's amazing, and as you heard. So do get in touch and look out for the next episode.
I want to personally thank our sound editor, Chris Reese, and I'd like to thank you guys for listening. For more episodes and how you can get involved, please visit www.blackticulate.com, and also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. This has been another episode of Blackticulate, Black Stories, Positive Actions.
Imagine. the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.